This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader likes to say there's no real difference between Democrats and Republicans. Science may be about to refute him. The New York Times reported yesterday on an experiment by researchers at UCLA in which they study how the brain reacts to political messages, and their early data suggest party affiliation can make a big difference. Here to put this in context is Slate contributor Stephen Johnson. He's the author of a recent book about brain science. It's called Mind Wide Open. Stephen, welcome to Day to Day, and explain what questions these UCLA researchers are actually trying to answer and how they're going about it.
Well, they're doing basically a kind of a high-tech brain imaging version of the traditional techniques of focus groups and dial tests, where you show ordinary voters a series of political ads and try and figure out what they think of the ads. In this study, they actually scanned their brains using really state-of-the-art technology, a functional magnetic resonance imaging technology that can pinpoint very specific activity inside the brain. And they scanned their brains as they were watching these different ads, a Bush ad, one Kerry ad, and actually an old ad from Lyndon Johnson. And they looked at the differences between Republicans and Democrats in terms of the way that their brains actually responded to see if there was something they could learn about the way that they were interpreting these ads.
You saw this story and were reminded of an experiment you conducted on yourself while you were researching this book. You had an MRI scan of your own brain. What were you trying to learn?
Well, the argument of the book was that, you know, you could go around and use all this technology to learn about yourself the way you would go into therapy in the past or take up meditation. What happens if you went under a brain scanner to learn how your own brain worked? So I did an fMRI trying to capture my brain as it was coming up with a good idea. I wanted to see where ideas come from in the brain. And what I found was a very intense experience, a very, very physically uncomfortable environment and thus very inhospitable to actually coming up with ideas. But the point at which I was being kind of the most creative while my brain was being scanned turned out to be the point at which my brain was the least active. So it taught you something about, you know, at your most creative moments, you may be shutting down your brain and letting it, you know, kind of focus on the task at hand and not be distracted by other kind of responsibilities.
So in the UCLA experiment, they have early data showing that Democrats reacted with fear when they were shown a George Bush ad that included images from September 11th. Now, what might be going on there?
Technically, what was happening was they were seeing more activity in a crucial part of the brain called the amygdala. Fear is a crucial part of what the amygdala does, but people who have damage to the amygdala, for instance, can't process or recognize emotions in other people's faces and their facial expressions, all sorts of emotions. So it may be too quick to say that they were just having a fearful response, but maybe just more accurate to say they were having a kind of a visceral or an emotional response to these Bush ads.
And finally, would it be possible to use this kind of research, if you did more of it, to tailor even more manipulative political ads?
I think that's possible, and I think there is some reason to be a little bit alarmed by this. You'd be able to peer into people's brains and see what they're doing, which is sometimes runs against what they say they're doing. But it's also important to say that, you know, these types of scans actually end up creating new questions that the political scientists and the sociologists will be able to answer. All the brain scanning people, all the neuroscientists can basically say is there's activity here and not activity here. It's then up to the kind of the cultural people, the people who are kind of political consultants or the sociological folks to make sense of those results and turn them into something that's actually useful.
Slate contributor Stephen Johnson is the author of Mind Wide Open, Your Brain and the Neuroscience of Everyday Life. Stephen Johnson, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks a lot.